What did it feel like, or how debilitating was it?
I mean, it was, you're out there and you're sitting there in a cast, in a boot, and you're not being able to walk. So it's just everything you want to do on the field, it requires you to walk. So, I mean, it was the treatment, the rehab and all that. I mean, it wasn't the easiest thing that I had to go through, but it was something that I had to do to get back on the field. And I mean, for Lee Weiss and everybody taking care of me, it was, I mean, it turned out to be a good thing. Don't know why, but I mean, Lord blesses me and I just take what comes.
You were out for about 2 months. What was the hardest part of the recovery?
The hardest part was, I mean, you have to stay focused because you're still in meetings, you're still taking notes and doing things like that, but you're not able to get out there on the field. You know you're not playing Sunday, but to still stay mentally focused so when you're back out there that you don't miss a beat. That was me just doing from rehabbing and making sure I'm in all the meetings, making sure I'm wide awake, cup of coffee beside me.
Was there something that took longer physically to get back, like cutting or planting or putting weight on one side or the other?
I mean, it's you just had to know that the doctors did their job, and having surgery is like you can still feel a little bit, but you're okay. So it's that mental block of knowing that even if you cut down, block, whatever, you're going to be all right running on it.
How much do you now able, can you relate those experiences to Prince and know what he's obviously going through?
I mean, he just got to stay mentally focused, just making sure that he knows he's surrounded by a good team of doctors and specialists that they're going to take care of him to the best of their ability. So knowing that they trust the coaches and their decisions, that they put us as player, they want our safety. They want us to play for many years. And just the safety of the team, he has to know that everything's going to be all right.
In the locker room after that Carolina game, you didn't even know it was a serious injury. What's the pain when you first get it? Do you realize it's...
When you first get it, it's like you twisted an ankle or something like that. I was still walking on it, and I went home okay, but that next morning, waking up, you kind of like, yeah, it's broken.
How did you do it? You know?
I don't remember the exact play, no.
It may be a similar injury, but you're also a much bigger, heavier guy than Prince is. Do you expect that would be a little more difficult for him to rehab?
I mean, my our positions are completely different. So the way that we have to use our body and be out there on the field is different. So
yeah, he's going to run a lot.
Yes, me being a left tackle, I'm more planting right foot and kicking back left foot. So just in that instance, for self, I don't have to run on it. I just got to make sure it's planted in the ground firmly. So, I mean, to each his own. I mean, he's going to have his own challenges, his own obstacles to deal with. But
seems it would make it worse for him, though.
I'm not in his position. I'm not really going to know. I just know that the mental part of it is going to be the challenging part because the team's going to take care of the physical part.
Have you spoken to him, or would you offer him any advice on what it's like?
I mean, I've seen him around. Just any injury is... keep your head up, stay focused, make sure you don't lose yourself in the injury. You know that there's a lot more going on, and somehow you just got to stay grounded in faith and know that this will work out for the good.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to him since he got hurt?
Yeah, I've seen him in here, but I didn't have no deep conversation.
How long did it take you to get 100%? You came back, obviously, you know, there was still effects, I would think.
I mean, it was like the doctor said, my body or my foot was 100% before my mind realized that it was ready to go. Because I'm out there taping it and just stepping off of it. It's like, I feel it, but it's not going to break again. You're not going to have that same issue. So exactly when everything was 100% was getting out there, starting the game, and you have to no longer think about your foot, saying, I got to block this guy in front of me, and you can't worry about the injury no more.
That Dallas game was your first game back at home. Yep. Did you feel like you rushed back for that, or were you at your full strength by that?
No, I felt good. I was excited that the coaches gave me this opportunity to get back out there.
Okay.
So just showing them that I was trying my best to stay focused in the meetings, and I'm not going to make the mistakes in the game, and I'm going to play as if my foot was never broken. So having that start, it was that anxiety, that thrill of starting that had me out there. It wasn't, oh, I broke my foot. What's going to happen? Or am I going to do it again? No.
Well, which foot was it with you?
My right foot.
And is it
fifth metatarsal as well?
Yes, that's what they tell me.
When you got hurt and had the surgery, did the doctors tell you it was going to be 2 months, or did you get back faster than they expected?
No, they told me that it was basically, it's how you recover. I mean, if with these doctors here, they got you every day during the season, so rehabbing and things like that, you can do it every day. But if you keep it in the boot and if you don't rehab, it could be a longer process. So it's just the path you take to recovery is different for everybody.